Another creature reminiscent of the honeybee with its architectural skill is the paper wasp. This species of wasp chews pieces of wood and uses them to produce cellulose, in other words, paper. Then it uses this paper to build itself a round nest. It makes hexagonal combs, just like the honeybees, from the paper which it sticks to the inside of the roof. It places an egg into each hexagon on the roof. Some 3 weeks later, larvae emerge from these eggs. These larvae demonstrate a surprising intelligence and close up the mouths of the comb. In this way, they avoid falling down under their own weight. After a few more weeks of growth, they emerge from their cells as adult wasps. The young wasps lose no time in throwing themselves into life. Every task they have to perform is inspired in them by their creator, God. The young enlarge the construction which their mothers began. At the end, a rather large colony emerges. The wasp's nest is now a multi-storied apartment block. Every wasp born here will abide by the letter to the inspiration given to it. These small pots you see belong to another species of wild bee. This wild bee makes a sticky mud by mixing its saliva with moist soil. It makes exceedingly regular pots by using the mud it makes. It gives form to the mud by continually turning it around, the same technique used by human beings to make pots. When the pot is finished, it doesn't neglect to add a lid. When everything is ready, the bee turns its rear towards the mouth of the pot and leaves an egg inside. After adding some food materials to the pot, it seals the mouth up and flies off. The larva which hatches from the egg will later break the pot and emerge and start a life of its own. These are pots broken by the young and then abandoned. The young which emerge start to build perfect pots, just like their mothers did, and with no training. This wonderful craft they possess was inspired in them by God, their creator. Spiders, on the other hand, make their webs with threads from their own bodies. Spider thread is 5 times stronger than steel of the same thickness. Even large flies which move fast through the air cannot escape the strong and flexible trap of the spider web. There are sticky droplets on black widow spider webs. it is impossible for prey caught in these webs to free themselves. The spider's web is sticky, flexible, and amazingly strong. Beyond being a trap, this web is actually an extension of the spider's own body. The spider feels the vibration of every prey that gets caught in the web and catches it without delay. The web is produced in the spider's hindquarters. It pulls the thread produced by a special organ with its legs. The sticky droplets on the surface of the thread are actually small bunches of thread. These open out when necessary, and the web easily stretches. There is no doubt that it's the inspiration God gives this creature that causes the spider to build this architectural marvel.